Amen. Sing that again. I have a maker that for my heart. I have. Oh, yes, I do. He for my heart. And before even time began, my life was in His hand. Glad He knows your name. Amen. Let's just sing that song, "In My Life, Lord, Be Glorified." Amen. Why don't we stand together as we sing that? Oh, in my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord. Today, amen. Just sing it with all your heart now. In my, oh yes, be glorified. Oh, be glorified. Be glorified in my life. Oh yes, Lord. Oh Lord, be glorified in everything that I say and do. And in everything I say and do, be glorified, be glorified. In everything I say and do, be glorified. Oh, yes, today in my life, Lord. Oh yes, oh yes, Lord, be glorified in my, oh yes, Lord, be glorified. Amen. Can we sing it? In your bride, Lord, and in your bride, Lord, be sing it again now. Yes, in your bride, Lord, be. Amen. Yes, be glorified in your bride, Lord, be glorified today. Want Him to be glorified here tonight. Amen. How many's come to hear from God? Amen. If we came to hear from Him, I know He'll meet our needs. Amen. We want to remember to pray for Sister Hollis. She's not feeling well tonight. I know there's several others that couldn't make it because of sickness. Just want to lift them up in prayer. Ask Brother Johnny if he'll come open the service for us. Amen. As he comes, if you just lift your hands, say, Lord, I have a need. In my life, Lord, I want You to be glorified, God, in everything that I say and do, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Let us bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight as we come before Thy presence, Lord, we thank You again for this day. Thank You, Lord God, again for this opportunity that's given unto us, O Lord. Together here, O Lord God, tonight, O Lord God, to worship You, to praise You, to lift up Your holy name, O Lord Jesus, for Thou deserve all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. Lord, we thank You, Father, for all that You have done for us, O Lord. We thank You, Father God, for every work of Thy hands, O Lord Jesus, upon our life. For You indeed, O Lord God, have been wonderful, O Lord Jesus. You've, O Lord God, done within us, O Lord, what we couldn't do ourselves. And Lord, we thank You, Father God. You've brought us, O Lord God, out of darkness, O Lord, into Your marvelous light. You've given us, O Lord God, a place, O Lord God, that we can stand. A place, O Lord God, that it is unshakable, O Lord God, unmovable. That we, O Lord God, can abide, O Lord, in the eternity, O Lord Jesus. And we ask You, Father, tonight, Lord God, that You would just bless. Lord, those names, O Lord, that was mentioned, O Lord God, over this pulpit. Lord, we ask You to meet every need, O Heavenly Father. For Lord, we know without a doubt, Lord God, it is You that supply of all of our needs according to Thy riches and glory. We know, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for You. We know, Lord God, that You are the one, O Lord God, that created heaven and earth. And by, O Lord God, that thought, O Lord Jesus, we know that You can do, O Lord God, everything that we might have need of. You tell us, O Lord God, that if we ask, O Lord God, and doubt not, we can have whatsoever we ask. You said, O Lord God, that if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, O Lord, and be cast into the sea. Lord, You said, O Lord, in Your words, O Lord God, that if we just touch and agree on anything here upon this earth, Lord, we can have it, O Lord Jesus. And by that word, O Lord God, we are bringing our request before You tonight, Lord, that You, O Lord God, would meet every need, O Lord. Let not one individual go out of here tonight, Lord, without his need being met. Lord, help us, O Lord, that we may come to that place of faith, O Lord, that we may trust, O Lord God, and believe You. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for, Lord God, everything that You are doing. We ask You tonight, Father, that You would speak a word, O Lord Jesus, that would touch on our hearts, O Lord, that would stir us up in the inner man, that would give us, O Lord, faith, that would, O Lord God, just energize us, O Lord God, to trust and to strive the more to please You, Father God, in all of that we are doing. Lord, we look around us and we see, Father, that, O Lord, the world, O Lord God, is confused. We see, O Lord God, that politician, O Lord, is not even be thought of, O Lord. But Lord, we know through all of this, O Heavenly Father, that You've got the final say. And we ask You, Father God, to just keep us, O Lord God, in this confusion. Keep us, O Lord God, in all of the things, O Heavenly Father, that we, O Lord God, face on a day-by-day basis. Lord, bless us, O Lord God, by the word tonight. Lord, let us, O Lord God, rejoice in all that You would say. Help us, O Lord, to just apply to our day-by-day living. Father, we ask this, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thinking of all the things happening in the world, aren't you glad there's a church that's rising up? Amen. Why don't we sing that song together? Amen. Let's just praise the Lord tonight. How many's here to praise the Lord? Amen. Just sing with all your heart. We're rising up. We're rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament church rising up. We're rising up. We're rising up. Oh, there's a New Testament church rising up. As I look out across the land, I see God's mighty hand. Oh, the bride of Christ adorned in her wedding gown. Just like in the days of old, they stood in courage bold, and they turned this whole world upside down. Oh, rising up. Yes, we're rising up. Oh, there's a New Testament church rising up. Testament church rising up as the Bible plainly tells how the Holy Ghost fell, how signs and wonders were done by the apostles' hands. Demon spirits, oh yes, in the jail they sang and shouted while surrounded by God's holy angel band. And if you think it's all long gone and the miracles are done, I have some good news to bring to you. Oh, in the last days he'll pour out his spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength he'll renew. We're rising up, oh, rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament church rising up. Yes, rising up. Oh, there's a New Testament church rising. Oh, sing that second verse as the Bible plainly tells how the Holy Ghost fell, how signs and wonders were done by the apostles' hands. Demon spirits were cast out. In the jail they sang and shout while surrounded by God's holy angel band. And if you think it's all long gone and the miracles are done, then I have some good news. Oh, yes, in the last days he'll pour out his spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength he'll renew. We're rising up, oh, rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament church rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament. Oh, sing it again. We're rising up. We're rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament church rising up. Oh, rising up. Oh, rising up. Yes, there's a New Testament church rising up. Amen. Just give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're rising up. If the brothers could take up the offering. Amen. Let's sing that song. I came to glorify. I came to glorify His name. Amen. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand. Let them know you came to glorify the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I came to glorify His name. I came to glorify His name. I came to glorify the name of the Lord. I came to glorify. Amen. Oh, I came to glorify His name. I came to glorify His name. I came to glorify the name of the Lord. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, yes, it dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken. From the dead, dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your Can be seated. I feel the pull. Amen. Do you feel that pull tonight? I hear the call. Yes, Lord. And I know His Spirit's moving me to give my all. Oh, He speaks to me, Lord, and I agree. Lord, please come. Take control. I feel at night I lay in bed. At night I lay in bed. And I, oh yes, oh, and my mind fails to know exactly. Can't explain. Oh yes, with tongue or pen, the Spirit's groaning deep within, and it must be God that is here in my soul, 'cause I feel the pull. Oh yes, and I feel the call. Oh, I hear the call. And I know His Spirit's moving me, oh, to give my all. And He speaks to me. Amen. Can you say, Lord, tonight, I agree, Lord. Oh, yes. Lord, please come. Lord, please come and take control. I feel, oh, yes, I do. And I come to hear the word. And with each line, yes, He's calling me. Yes, He was calling me to give a high. Oh, yes. And there's a deep call to the deep. And it's like a great magnet pull. Oh, yes, and I know for sure, oh, that I'll reach the goal, 'cause I feel the pull. Amen. Just worship Him tonight. Oh, I feel the pull. Oh, thank you, Lord. I hear the call. And I know His Spirit's moving me. Oh, to give my all. Oh, He speaks to me. Oh, and I agree. And Lord, please come. Oh, take control, Lord. I feel. We'll sing it again now. Yes, I feel the pull. Oh, I hear the call. Oh, and I know His Spirit's moving me to give my hope. I agree, Lord, please come and take control. I feel. Well, just sing that last part again. Lord, please come and take control. Yes, Lord, please come. Amen. I feel. We'll sing it again now. Oh, Lord, please come, take control. I feel the pull. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Don't you want Him to take control of every part of your life? Amen. Let's sing this song together. It's a new song. It just simply says, I give myself away. Amen. How many just says, I want to give myself totally to You, Jesus? Amen. Unreservedly. Hallelujah. Amen. I give myself away. I give myself away so You can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So, we'll sing it again now. I give myself away. Oh yes, Lord, I give myself away. So You can use me. I give myself away. Oh Lord, I give myself away. So we'll sing it again now. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. So You can use me. I give myself away. Sing it to Him now, so You can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away, so You can use me. Oh, take my heart, take my life as a Lord, my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them, Lord, in Your hands. I give myself away. Oh, yes, God, I give myself away so You can use me, Lord. Oh, yes, I give myself away. Give myself. myself away. Oh, say it again now. Oh, yes, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. Yes, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, sing it again now. Yes, my life is not my own. Lord, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say, you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether one. Oh, can you sing it now? Yes, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am. Oh, yes, that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worth, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship, here. Oh yes, Lord, here I am to say, oh, that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I give myself away. Can you sing that now? I give myself away so you. Is he wonderful to you? Sing it now. I give myself away. Yes, Lord. Oh, I give myself away. Oh, Lord. Oh, sing it again. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is, oh yes, Lord, to you I belong. I give myself, oh, to you. And my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, oh, to you. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. To you I belong.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we're truly here to give ourselves to you, Lord. Every part of us, Lord, every portion, Lord, to be given to you, a living sacrifice. Father, we commit this service into your hands. every part, the word here as we come to it, Lord. We ask God that you just speak to our hearts, Lord. That you move, that you speak, Lord. We ask in God that you do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord? Amen. He's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Let's look again at 2 Timothy 1 and verse 8. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Amen. You can be seated. You got that clip. You don't mind, just dim the lights just for a moment. Play this. Hit them.
Frenzied, chaotic world under the constant siege of busyness and noise. The weapons of mass distraction are everywhere. We are bombarded by millions of advertisements daily. The Christian community is not exempt. We were designed to experience fullness of joy, yet many only experience fullness of schedule. Where can we go to find rest and peace?
Weapons of mass distraction. This is where we're at in this day. It is on every hand. It is at every newsstand, at every checkout line, every aisle you go down, every road you drive down, everything that we, every part of our life. It's in our pockets. It's in our lives constantly, daily bombarding us. These weapons, as he said, of mass distraction. It's there. Satan has designed this age to be such an age to where it so distracts you from what's real important. It distracts you from what's really real. It distracts you from what's really honorable. Or as the scripture says, whatever things are good to report, whatever things are true, we need to think on these things. But Satan designs this age to where our mind is constantly bombarded from every angle and every place. From the moment you get up to the time you go to bed, it seems like a day that'll never end. It seems like a time in our lives where if this isn't happening, this over here on this side is, and we got this going on, and we got 20 different things that's going on at once in our lives. And it's just the way that Satan has designed this age. And, you know, we know each age has had its pressures. We know the Dark Ages had its pressures of giving its life for the gospel and the things that they went for. But, you know, the burden of this last age, as we know in the Thyatiran Church Age, he says, is the pressure of riches. It is soft living. It is nervous tensions. It's a complex age that we seem so unfit to live in many times. And it seems like it's getting as it, and it is getting, not just seems like, but it is getting worse and worse and worse every day. We get so tuned in to what is around us as far as technology or as far as news or this or that. And we have become distracted many times on what is the real important thing in our lives. And we become distracted on what's really the most important things in our lives. And I don't know about you, but we become such a tired people. There's no place of rest. It's always noise. It's always confusion. It's always something that's going on in their lives. Amen. If it's at your job, it's this person has this problem or that person has that problem. If it's at home, the mother's has this problem and this going on and that going on. And this is spilled over here and we're running here and we're running there and we're doing this and we're doing that. And before you know it, we're just so wore out and so tired. And Brother Branham, he picks up on this. He said, you know, I preach to more tired people than anybody in the world. Amen. Tired people. He said, people are so tired. They're so mentally strained until they fill in the insane institutions and hospitals. They're in such a nervous condition. And it's because of the age that we live in. Amen. You can't go through Walmart without having every kind of thing put in your way, in your eyesight. They place those things on newsstands right at the checkout for a reason. And they've done studies. They know where bestsellers sell. They know where to place things to get your attention. Hey, I was in Sam's here not long ago, and they was moving the KitchenAid mixer thing over to another deal, and I said, oh, they had it on the end cap, and the manager was there, like, we got to move this. It's not selling. I said, really? You know, my wife, I just bought her one. How come it's not selling? He said, well, I don't know, but he said, if we don't sell enough, we move it somewhere else and put something here that will sell. They know how to get your attention. And Satan has devised every kind of device he can. And the scripture says we're not to be ignorant of his devices. But we're to know what he's trying to accomplish and what he's trying to do in our everyday lives. And he said they're such nervous. They have such nervousness. They don't know what they believe anymore. They don't know what they want anymore. Come on, somebody. Amen. I trust that you're not tired here tonight. Amen. They don't know what they believe anymore. I've never seen so many people in all my life that just don't know what to believe anymore. Listen, you can look on the news and you can think, you know, they had some kind of deal that come out and supposedly legit news about some guy and some preacher. And so I sent it to a few and then I got to research a little deeper and realized it was a hoax. It wasn't real. Somebody made it all up. Amen. You know, you don't know what to believe anymore. Listen, all the things that's going on and then, you know, even today in this hour, even this moment that we're living in, you know, with our government shutting down and all the unknowns and all the factors in that, people don't know what to believe. There's only one thing to believe, and that's Jesus Christ. There's only one thing to believe, and that is a living God. And he says they don't know what to believe. They don't know what they want. They're just laying there. They don't know what to do. He said, it's such a sad sight. He said, listen, you can't drink it off. You can't shout it off. You can take 1,000 siestas and try to sleep it off. You cannot do it. He says, all of our little remedies, all of the things we try to do to help the symptoms, we have to have a cure for the disease. He said, all the psychiatrists in the world cannot cure it. It only helps the symptoms. The cure is the blood of Jesus Christ. Not take a rest at the seashore. Not get someone to sing something. And they said, that's what they're trying to do. Sing it all. Oh, we'll make ourselves like the Joneses. We're trying to do something. We're trying to educate it out. There's only one way. That's face the facts. If you're upset and frustrated, come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you find yourself upset and frustrated and nervous, there's only one thing you can do. That's come to Jesus Christ. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge. God, in this time of turmoil, in this time of everything upheaval and all that's going around, God is our refuge and strength, The Amplified, he says, God, it says, our God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. He's a very present. And not only is he present, but he's well-proved. He has a line behind him proving that he has never failed anybody. He has a history that proves that he's still God. He has a history that shows he will never fail. Not one person that takes God at his word. Now listen to David as he brings it down. He says, therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. This is my title tonight. I know whom I believe. Selah. I want to read you what it says here. It's in Amplified. It says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and turmoil, Selah. Pause and calmly think about that. Selah, pause. This is what we need to do. Pause. In our busyness of life and our busyness of schedule, pause for a moment. When you're in the middle of your turmoil, pause for just a moment. When you're in the middle of your battle, pause for just a moment. Why are we pausing for it? We want to calmly think about this. You mean calmly think about what, the earth changing and the mountains falling into the sea and the waters roaring and the foaming at their mouth and then the mountains trembling and the swelling and all the turmoil. I'm supposed to pause and calmly think about this? No, you're to pause and calmly think, God is my refuge. God is my refuge. He's mighty and he's impenetrable and a very present and well-proved help. He's more than able for whatever situation I find myself in. Pause and calmly think about it. The battle you're in tonight, I hope tonight on a Wednesday night you can just pause for a moment. Put it in pause. Don't even think about it. The thing you're facing right now, just put it in pause. And I want you to think of one thing, God. Because see, this is how Satan, he wants our minds to think about anything else. Think about this over here. And we got this to do tomorrow. And we got that going on yesterday and today and tomorrow and next week. And then I got this trouble over here. And if I don't do this, this is going to happen. And we just get so tired and wore out and nervous. And we're feeling insane institution. Why? Because we're not pausing and calmly thinking about something. God is my refuge. I got a place I can run in the time of trouble. In the middle of a panic situation, in the middle of a panic attack, I can pause and think, God is my refuge. Selah, pause. It goes on verse 4. There is a river. He talked about the waters that's roaring and the foaming and all the things that's going on. But there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. And she shall not be moved. Hallelujah. God will help her right earlier at the dawn of the morning. He says, the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Demons are raging. Amen. Kingdoms are tottering. This is what he's talking about. Nations rage and kingdoms are tottering.
and are moving, or and they don't know what's going to happen next, and they don't know what's going to go on here. But the Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. Come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still. Be still. Notice he didn't tell you to go do this or go do that. He just said, be still. Stop for just a moment. In the middle of this battle, you have forgot where God is. In the middle of all this turmoil, in the middle of all of these struggles, in the middle of all these problems, and people denying, and people doing that, you have forgot who God is and where he is. Be still and know. Know is to recognize and understand that I am God. Listen, let me tell you something. Your financial trouble, that's not God. That demon, that's not God. He don't have the final say. Situation you're facing, that's not God. He don't have the final say. But what God wants you to do is be still. He told children of Israel, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch what I'm going to do to the enemy. Watch what I'm going to do to those Egyptians that tormented you. You watch. I'm bringing them here for this purpose. I'm bringing them here for this moment, for this very hour. I have brought them here. Stand still and see the salvation. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Brother Branham one time was out in Colorado. We know the story. He got caught in a storm. He said the sleet was coming down, the wind twisting. And he thought, well, you know, I know the way down from here. I better get going. And I looked and I couldn't see the bottom no more. And clouds just whirling and twisting, the sleet blowing. And there it was, a blizzard forecasted for several days. But here it was. He said he put his gun under his shirt there and tried to protect it. Started walking down the mountain. As I started, I got about a half a mile down and big drops of snow, wind twisting up in the mountain and blowing. I couldn't see the bottom no more. I could see about 20 feet in front of me, maybe 30. I knew I had to come right down to this little ridge and then come off to a creek. And I know I could follow the creek and get on down from there. So when I started, he said, I got a halfway down and something said to me, just as plain as you hear me, stop. And go back. I thought, well, what was I thinking about? Maybe it's just in my mind. I just couldn't make it. But I couldn't make another step forward. So he said he just grabbed a little sandwich he had in his shirt. And he stopped and ate this. And he said, maybe I eat this. I'll be all right. And I can go on down. Maybe to clear up, you know. And pulled the sandwich. Started eating it. Ate it. Said, oh, now it'll be all right. And he got up and started to move. Something said, stop. And go back to where you came from. Go back into that storm. Half a mile or more back of the mountain into that dark timber where you can hardly see. I'm getting to be an old man. He said, I've been a Christian now for 33 years. But I know no matter how ridiculous it seems, always mind the Lord. Do what the Lord says. And he said, I turned and I went feeling my way back and the sleet getting harder and harder, getting darker and darker. And I sat down there and I put my coat up around me, shirt over the scope. And I sat down and thought, what am I doing here? Why would I come back up here? And I just waited a few moments and he got still. In the middle of the storm, he got still. He said he couldn't see the bottom no more. Seemed like everything was turning up one down inside and the other. It seemed like he didn't know where he was going, but he said he sat down and he got still and he heard a voice. I am the creator of heaven and earth. I make the winds and the rain. He said he whipped off his hat. He said, Lord, is that you? And he said, I was the one who made the wind cease upon the sea. I was the one who made the waves to go down. I created heavens and earth. I like to say, Selah. Let's stop and calmly think about that. Hallelujah. This God is the one who's calmed storms before. He's had a history of this. He's had experience of doing this. He created the very winds that could cause a storm. He created all the situation, and he's telling them, you go back and get still, and I'll show you I'm God. Sometimes you can't see the bottom. Sometimes it feels like you're about to just turn upside down. It seems like you can't see your way. No, you can't even see into tomorrow, much less next week. Seems like it's so impossible. But God is trying to get you to a place to be still. Quit all your tussling and carrying on. Let Him fight your battle for a moment. Was I not the one that told you to speak those squirrels and they come into existence? I am God. Now when a voice speaks to you, watch the scripture. And he said, I said, yes, Lord. He said, speak to those winds and that storms and it'll go away. He said, now this Bible lays before me with my life is in that. I raised up and I said, I do not doubt your voice, Lord. Clouds, snow, rain, sleet. I resent your coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, go to your place. I say that the sun must come out immediately and shine for 4 days till our hunting trip is over. And I leave with my brethren. It was just gushing and went whoosh like that. Started going whoosh and it went woo, 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 woo. Stopped. I stood real still. My brethren up there wondering what was happening, the sleet, the rain stopped. There came a wind whirling down through the mountains, lifted up the clouds. One went this way, east, north, west, and south. Within a few minutes, the sun was shining nice and warm. That's the truth. God knows that's the truth. I stood there just looking around with my hat off. I looked, I got numb all over. I thought the very God of creation, it's all in His hands. I picked up my gun and wiped off the scope and started to walk down the hill. And something said to me, why don't you stroll with me through the wilderness? Why don't you walk with me? Hallelujah. Could it be that your storm is only for just a time that He could come and show Himself to be God and then walk with you for just a moment? Take you down through Laodicea and show that He is God. In the stormiest of times. I thought, Father, what am I? And He said, I believe I'll walk up there just as, and I'll go back down the other side. And these dark timbers, walk around, go over through the coral peaks, come back down that way. We're just walking and rejoicing. I said, Father, I know You're walking with me. What a privilege. There's nobody greater I could be walking with, the very God. We can look at Matthew 8:23, and when He entered to a ship, His disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but He was asleep. And the disciples came in and woke Him and said, Lord, save us, we perish. And He said, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Be still! Quit fretting about things. Why worry? What good is fear? What good is worry doing for you? Worry don't do nothing but make your blood pressure go up. Fear don't make nothing but your heart race and fail. This is all it's good for. Why are we worried? Why are we fearful when we have a God with us in our boat? Amen. And a God who knows how to calm the storms. Be still and know that I'm God. Many times our fretting and our worry is we have not come to the conclusion or the revelation that He indeed is God. We're still trying to take control of this situation. We're trying to do something. We're trying to negotiate this deal. You know, we're trying to make this over here and work and this go over here and go and that go and this happened and this happened. And we ain't confident that he's God. He said, know that I'm God. Know that I have it in my control. Understand, he has it all in his control. Understand, you can put your life in his hands. Understand, he knows what you have need of. If we can understand, Holy Ghost filled believers, what's on the inside of us? What's in our boat with us? Scripture says, he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. What a comfort. Selah. Let's pause and calmly think about that for a moment. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. He that's created all this confusion, he that's done all these things and caused all this corruption and things in the world, greater is he that's in me than that one. We know it's true, but sometimes we don't really grasp what we're saying when we quote that scripture. What is in you that's greater? It's Christ. The anointed. God. That was in Christ is in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Then if he is in you, it's not you living anymore. If he is in you, it's him living through you. It's not your thinking or what you think about it, or it's what he has already said about it. Then if he is in you, he absolutely would not deny what he said. He couldn't do it, but he would keep what he has said. He is trying to find that person that he can vindicate himself through. Hallelujah. Let me be that person. How many say tonight said, Lord, let me be that person that you are looking for, that you can vindicate yourself through. This is what a trial is for. This is what a storm is for. That God can vindicate himself through you. This is why that storm was up there in California, Colorado, because God had a man he wanted to vindicate himself through. You speak to the storm. Now, I understand, you know, we love the idea, you know, to go out here and speak to that and speak to this and speak to that. How about this storm? How about this earth? We want to create earth out there. How about this earth? Selah, calm, he says, pause for a moment and calmly think. You know what? If we would do that sometimes instead of the, if we would Selah, cause, just pause for a moment, there'd be a lot less come out of our mouth. But we're reactionary. We react, and so many times we react the wrong way if we don't take a moment. Say, Lord, are you in this situation? Where are you? Can I? I want you to vindicate yourself through me right now. Not let a devil vindicate itself through me. He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. God in you, like he was in Jesus Christ. Because all that God was, we know, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into the bride. See, that's God in you. No wonder winds and waves obeyed him. Obeyed his word. Obeyed his word because it was God's word speaking through him. He was a man, but he was the word made flesh. And when he spoke, it was God speaking through human lips. Let me tell you, God can still speak through human lips. God can still take your lips and anoint them in such a way to speak life to somebody. No wonder the winds and waves cease. It was the very Creator that created the winds and waves. Now think of it. No wonder demons are paralyzed at His word. It was God in Him. He stepped out of that boat right after that storm and he walks up onto a place called Gadara. And here comes one possessed with the devil. What did the devil do? begin to say, oh, truly, you are the Son of God. Devils knew who he was. Why have you come to torment us before our time? Why have you come here? Why? Can we, you know, and begin to speak. The devils know. They believe and they tremble. Well, if the devil knew that God was in a man then, he knows that when God's in a man today. This is why you can have a situation take place like we just had at camp. And this demon began to come out and try to strike at some man, at a brother, Brother Tim, and Brother Danny, and could not do it. Why? Because it was God in a man. This is why the devil had to leave, because it was God in a man. No wonder when he said to Lazarus, after being dead and stinking 4 days, his nose fell in. Lazarus, come forth. A man dead raised up to his feet. Why? It was God. That was God in Christ. We know this. Now the winds, remember, God created the winds. It's air. God created the waves. It's water. But when the devil got into it, he got it to tumbling, to bring destruction. But God created men to be sons of God. And when the devil gets in them, see, it's trouble. The devil that's gotten the winds that sent the storm, couldn't the creator that created the wind say, go back where I created you? Isn't that the same creator? Wasn't that the same creator in there on Colorado Mountains? Well, I'm telling you, that same creator is here tonight. Greater is he. It's God the creator. The winds and the waves obeyed him. Demons become paralyzed. All nature obeyed him because he was the creator of nature. Oh, it takes a creator. He that can cause the turmoil. He that's in the world. But he that's in you is the creator who made the winds. He can rebuke the devil out of the winds. There is a calm. He can rebuke the storm when there be no storm. He's the creator. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Let's look at some of these through Psalms. Psalms is where this word is found many times. It's found again in another passage of Scripture. But Psalms, where it's used, Psalms 3 verse 1 says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help from him in God. Selah. Pause. Calmly think about this. Think about what? I'm to calmly think about how they are increased that trouble me. I'm to calmly think about how they rising up against me. I'm calmly think about that there's those that say of my soul there's no help for him in God. Right. I'm supposed to pause and calmly think about this. But thou, O Lord. Notice, I want you to understand something. David realized this wasn't the word speaking. This was not the word which says there's no help from him in God. This was the enemy's voice. This is why he could have a pause and calmly think about this. Because it wasn't the greater. It was the one that was in the world. Selah, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Psalms 32:5 says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Woo, what a calm it can be when you realize that many were my transgressions, many were my iniquities, but the Lord God has forgiven me of them all. Amen. and has washed me white as snow. There is a calmness about that.
For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, hallelujah. Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto them. Thou art my hiding place. Thou hast preserved me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah.
Hallelujah. Songs of deliverance. Victory is mine. Peace is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. He has compassed me about with songs of deliverance. Not songs of defeat.
Listen, if you want to sing a song of defeat, that's up to you. But I prefer to sing songs of deliverance.
Selah.
61:1 says, hear my cry, O Lord. O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
I don't know about you, but I love that.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah.
Let's pause for a moment. Can you pause for a moment if your heart is overwhelmed? And calmly think that he will lead you to a rock that's higher than you. Calmly think about it. Every storm you've been in, he's always been a shelter. Every enemy you faced, he's always been a strong tower. There's always been a place where you could abide and trust in the strength and the power of those wings. An eagle trusts in his power of his wings. When a storm comes, it realizes it can get to a place that storm cannot reach. It can fly and then get so high above all of those things. It's built for that kind of dimensions. Are there eagles here today that can trust in the covert, the strength of Jehovah's wings? And realize he's more than able to flap them wings a couple of times and we're out of here. He's more than able to lift me up above my shadows and lift me up above this trouble and lift me up out of my trials and temptations. My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. 68:19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Oh my God, I'd like to have me a runaway when I read that today. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. Selah. What benefits do we have in him? A sound mind. He daily loadeth me with a sound mind. In the middle of all this chaos, in the middle of all this stuff, I can have a sound mind. In the middle of all these lies and speakers of lies, I can have truth. In the middle of all this turmoil, in the middle of all this destruction that's going on, and wars and rumors of war, I can have some peace. A peace that passeth all understanding. That's something worth pausing and calmly thinking about it for a moment. some prayer lines here. Brother Branham's speaking to some people. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He says, are you believing? Have you come to stand still in the presence of Almighty God to see His display of power? You know, that's why it's important. We're talking about be still and know. To pause and calmly think about these things. This is why it's very important. It was laid out there through the prophet, through church order. But getting to church early and sitting down and pausing. That's what it's all about. Pausing for just a moment. Getting your mind tuned off. Turned off. Turning it off from all the daily activities and turning it off from tomorrow. Come on, somebody. Sitting down for just a moment and the brothers are playing the quiet music and the things, the scriptures and the quotes is going up here. What is it trying to do? Getting your mind tuned in a different direction. Because we're constantly bombarded by all kind of things sometimes we're just out of tune a little bit as a radio. You know, the old dial radios, you could just, if you didn't quite get it tuned just right, you would catch a lot of different stuff. And most of the time, you wouldn't get nothing but noise. And you try to some of you young people don't even know what I'm talking about. And that's scary because I can say that. Selah. Pause and calmly think about this for a moment. We used to have these dials. You turn. This is 6 o'clock. This is 6. You finally get it tuned just right. This is why it's important to stop for just a moment. And let the Holy Ghost come into your heart and begin to tune you. Turn your thinking just a little bit. Well, you've been thinking maybe a little bit this way, and you've had thoughts of what you got to do. It turns it back to a Christ-centered life. And it turns you back until you can catch that into that other dimension. Because I'm telling you, just as we've seen the other dimension that's coming out of all the advertising, all this and all that, there's another dimension that is still being poured out. It is a godly dimension that's coming down, has come down in this age like never before. And I want to tell you, just because the prophet is gone, that does not mean it has ended. But that mighty angel is still here today. And he's still trying to dial into your hearts and say, be still for just a moment so I can turn you just a little bit, that you can tune right into heaven. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to come to the house of God early and say, Lord, tune me in. Tune me in, Lord. God, I want it to be from the first song that you come and you move all my doubts and all my fears and all my dread. Let me be still and know that you're God. He said, have you come to stand still in the presence of Almighty God? To see His display of power. Whew. He said He cannot give me power to heal you because He's already healed you. It's a finished work. But He can give me power to make you realize if there's anything in you to bring you up to a place to make you realize that He's raised from the dead and is standing here right now. Jesus, He said, I see the lady with some kind of bandage around her arm. It's taking a blood pressure, high blood pressure. She's suffering with it. That's right. Then you have some sort of bladder trouble. You just recently had an operation for that bladder trouble. That's right. You're standing still in the presence of Almighty God to be healed. Do you believe it? Will you accept it? Then in Christ's name, go and receive it and be made well. He said, just a moment. He said, the ladies, just keep right on. This lady's got a deaf spirit on her. Would you bow your head just for a moment till we can get her to hear? Oh God, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray that you give her her hearing granted, Lord. And I condemn the devil that's done this to her. Display your power, O God, that this woman might hear. And then reveal to her, Lord, when she can hear, that she might know your glory. I rebuke this devil and cast it out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. How long you been that way? Oh, you hear me all right now. You're healed. See, here's your little hearing aid hanging there. That was your best ear. But you can hear out of either one of them now. You hear me? You healed. Now the Lord bless you. Do you believe me to be His servant? Now let us just talk for a minute now that you can hear. He won't pass you by. You're suffering with some other trouble. It makes you stiff. Arthritis. You have arthritis. You're very nervous. I see you in an accident. You broke your wrist. Is that right? Now it's swelling. That's right. In Christ's name, I rebuke it and ask for your healing. Amen. Now move your wrist back and forth this way. Now go like this. Now you can go on your road rejoicing, healed, and be made well. Let's all say praise be to the Almighty and living God. Do you believe it? Just be still and know that I am God. He said it's not your battle, it's God's battle. He goes right on. He says, you believe God to heal that rupture right there? Hernia? You want Him to do it, didn't you? You're praying for it? If that's right, raise your hand, all right? If you believe it, you receive it. Have faith in God. You want? He goes next one. He said, you want to get over that lady's trouble, that female trouble? Go and be made well. Then believe God and go and make a joyful noise to Him now that you have been healed, and praise Him. Do you believe with all your heart? You want God to heal you of that arthritis and make you well? Then go on your road and rejoice and say, praise be to God, make you well. Our trouble's easy for God to heal. Do you believe that? Raise up your hands and receive your healing. Go on a road and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to eat again and get that stomach trouble away from you and be made well? Been taking you down, losing weight and everything. I've seen you where you look much bigger than you are now, much heavier. It just constantly keeps you belching and everything in your stomach all the time. Cramps, you can't sleep night. Isn't that right? That's right. Now you believe, then go and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Just believe. Well, you, when your trouble's worse, when you lay down, it's your heart, you know. It just keeps flooding around. Makes it like that. Just a nervous heart. You believe God healed you? Then go and receive the glory of God and be made well. You believe God takes away arthritis? Then go off the platform, stomping your feet and praising God. Don't be afraid now. Just do as you're told to do. You believe God? Be still and know that I'm God. Oh, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't be all torn to pieces. He's here. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those disciples, they didn't have to be all torn to pieces. They just didn't realize who was in their boat. They'd have paused and calmly thought about this. You know, hey, Matthew, we saw Him deliver someone that was paralyzed, had palsy. You know, yeah, that's right. You know, let's just think about this. Ooh, the boat just... Yeah, you know, that's right, Matthew. I believe, we remembered Him. We know we did. They were just right over there not too long ago in that city. There was a man who was blind and his eyes was given back to him. That's right. Leprosy. You remember that? You remember that man had leprosy? It hadn't been done since it was done in the days of Moses when Miriam was healed. But here this man said, Lord, if You'll touch me, I'll be made whole. And the Lord touched him, and he was made whole instantly. Amen. And he's in our boat. Amen. That's a little different, ain't it? And a matter of fact, as I remember Him saying, He said, let's go to the other side. Hello, somebody. He's got it all in His hands. That brings a little bit more peaceful situation. Oh, look at this, John. Woo, look at that water coming in. Okay, get a bucket. Hurry up. Do something. You're about to all die. We're going to just fall apart here. And we're doomed. We're dead. It's over with. It's a little different. And I remember He spoke to a woman. This woman who came through our crowd just reached up and touched His garment. And we remember how He turned. He said, who touched me? And we was like, oh, he's done lost His mind. There's hundreds of people here. Everybody's touching him. He said, no, virtue's left me. And he looked and he found her. And we know the testimony. She was healed from that moment. And he's in our boat. Hallelujah. This is what we're telling you. You don't have to be looking, oh, what am I going to do? Pause and calmly think about something. You want to eat again? Yeah, that stomach trouble? You can be gone. It can be gone in Jesus' name. That deaf spirit, let's just pray and it'll leave. You hear now? Oh, you got arthritis. It'll be gone in Jesus' name. It's the same God. Amen. And He's with us now. Amen. Don't be all torn to pieces. He's here. Got something wrong with your breast, haven't you, lady? Little lady sitting there with that pink thing on her. I see a vision. I see the vision. That's right. You got something wrong with your breast. I don't know you. You don't know me, but you touched something. Amen. So you know you touched something. That was Christ you touched, the high priest of our confession. The lady next to you got stomach trouble, haven't you? You believe God will heal you? Let me ask you something, you women, you two sitting here. You seem to be friends and know one another. That's right. You're acquaintances. You believe me to be God's prophet. And God just sent me here, or His servant rather sent me here to declare that He is God and He loves you and is raised from the dead. You believe it? You got a son. The lady sitting there, you got a son that's at this meeting. He has back trouble and wants to be healed. Is that right? Lady, you got a daughter here at this meeting. She's got colon trouble and wants to be healed. Is that right? Both of you, raise your hands, all right? You're both healed. All four of you, there you are. You can go and be made well. Do you believe God's still God? Then He said, it's not your battle, it's His battle. He's the one, it's the enemy that's coming, but He said, stand still. Don't be flustered. He said, stand still. Don't be flustered. We're going to have a prayer of faith for everyone in here, every one of you, and every one of you will be healed. Do you believe that? Then quietly lay your hands on one another. Oh, my brother, don't you get scared. Don't be excited. What more can God do? Be still now and know that He's God, not your battle. They had prayed and said to the army, go down there and just stand still and watch my glory. There's 2 days packing spoils away. He put the enemy in such confusion, such a riot, till they killed one another. But if you'll just stand still now and know that God has made you the promise, He gave it to you by His Bible, He confirmed it by His resurrection, He showed it through His church, and He's displayed it here tonight. I keep bringing it until I got one. He could show, it's a deaf woman, to show He can heal the deaf. He will do anything, whether it's blind, deaf, dumb, whatever it is. It's not our battle, it's His battle. He made the promise. Did you catch that? Healing is not your battle. It's His battle. Because He made the promise. All you got to say is, Lord, I believe. And it goes into prayer. I'm doing this for a reason. He said, dear Jesus, by the fruits of this little message tonight, somehow by your amazing grace, we have found favor in your sight. That you've displayed your great arm of power. You've showed forth signs here that men down through the ages have longed to see. You showed signs here that John Wesley longed to see. You showed signs that Calvin longed to see. Sankey, Moody, Finney, Knox, all of them longed to see. But the evening light has come. The denominational barriers are standing still. The evening light is shining. And we're happy to know that we're living in the radiant healing power of the great Son of God, who spread forth His wings over this western horizon to show He's the same that He was in the eastern countries in the beginning of the breaking of day. This audience tonight is standing still. I'm praying to you the best I know how, the prayer of faith. Many here has received you as their Savior. They have took you as their healer. Now, God, as they're waiting in this blessed moment, may the Holy Spirit come from heaven. May He charge every heart in here, and may it just not be as time's gone by. May it be different. May they rise and see the devil defeated, and every cloud of darkness broke away, and standing out yonder, standing still to watch the afflicted walk and the blind to see and the deaf to hear. Satan, stand still and see the power of the living God. We adjure thee to stand off of these people. Let God display his power in Jesus Christ's name. And he said, I challenge every man, cripple, whatever you are, every person that's got a crippled arm, deaf, dumb, blind, stand to your feet at this moment. If you're sick, rheumatism, cancer, whatever it is, Satan will have to stand still and watch you rise from that chair and give God praise. Stand to your feet now and give God praise. Watch the devil stand on the sideline. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ and see the glory of God. There you are, the whole audience to their feet. Let us give him praise now as a great Jehovah and living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A little woman that just couldn't get up just a few minutes ago, her friend put her hand on her and up she jumped standing there. Stand still and see the power of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Listen, if he could do it then, he could do it today. Hallelujah. Read one more scripture here. As we read Sunday morning, I kind of got ahead of myself Sunday morning, couldn't help myself. Oh, Psalms 47 and verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the devils under us. And the nations under us. He shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. Pause and calmly think about this. The Lord is Most High. He is a great king. He shall subdue and he shall choose. Whew. Maybe I need to go over there one more time. Pause and calmly think about this. The Lord is Most High. He is a great king. He shall subdue and he shall choose our inheritance. He is a terrible God. He is Most High. He is a great king. And he shall subdue every devil under you. And he shall choose. The devil does not choose for me. Amen. The devil does not choose if I have health or if I have strength. But God has chosen for me. He has chosen my inheritance. Listen, the devil is not choosing your path for you. But God, before the foundation of the world, has chosen your path. He has chosen your inheritance. Hallelujah. And my inheritance is not cancer. My inheritance is not any kind of sickness that whatever you want to name. My inheritance is not whatever devil wants to throw. My inheritance is a sound mind. My inheritance is a mind that stayed on Jesus. My inheritance is not to go into a grave and then no longer be. But my inheritance is, I know my Redeemer lives. And I know his word is true. Selah. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with a sound of a trumpet. Listen, what I just read to you was a shout. It was, hello, my bride, I'm here. Awake. Shalom. It was a shout. I have subdued deaf. I have subdued the dumb spirit, the blind spirit. I have subdued cancer, rheumatism, arthritis, whatever it is. Hello, bride, I'm here. Oh my God. Sing praises unto God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing you praises with understanding. Understand, the Lord is most high. Understand, He is a great King. Understand, He has subdued devils. And understand, He's already chosen for me my inheritance. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. The shields. Shields representing power. Belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Evening light, I challenge every man, every woman, every person. If you need God to do something for you in your life, stand to your feet. Stand still. Satan will have to stand still and watch you rise from that chair and give God praise. Can you praise Him with understanding? Oh, watch the devil stand on the sideline. In the name of Jesus Christ, see the glory of the Lord. There you are. Let us give Him praise now. This great Jehovah, this living God, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Him with understanding today. Praise Him with a voice of triumph. I will not be defeated. I am not defeated. I cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. But You, O Lord, You have heard my cry out of Your holy hills. Hallelujah. You have come down. You have met my need. Thou hast been a shelter for me. Thou art a strong tower from the enemy, O God. I will trust in the covert of Thy wings. When my heart is overwhelmed, I will go to a rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. Go to that rock tonight. Go to that rock that's higher than you. He has showed in this generation time after time after time that He is God. And He never fails. He is the God of my salvation. The rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. I tell you, church, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Can you pause for a moment and calmly think about this? Maybe your storms of life have been all around you. Oh, but you want to just pause for a minute and let the Holy Spirit just begin to move. Maybe you can just say, Lord, dial me in. Dial me in, Lord. Lord, I want to be dialed into the moving of Your Spirit to be sensitive to You, God. Lord, dial me into Your Word, Jesus. Dial me into Your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, dial me in right now. Just talk to Him. You speak to Him. You say, Lord, I want to be still and know that You're God tonight. You're God over every situation, every time, every place, every part, God. Dial us in, Lord Jesus. Dial us in, God. Let us see Your power. Display Your power, Lord. Come into my heart. Lord, I want to be someone that You're displaying Your power through, Lord. Lord, I want to be someone that You're vindicating Yourself through, Lord. Not by so much by signs and wonders, but an overcoming life, a live voice, Lord. I want to be dialed in, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some being dialed in right now as I sincerely say, God, I need You, Lord, to just, I've been out of tune. I've been out of step, Lord. Just a moment. I just want to say, Lord, dial me in. Turn my heart, Lord. Turn my heart, Lord Jesus. I've been listening maybe to Laodicea, or I've been hearing static. I've been hearing all these other voices of everything. But Lord, I want to hear that heavenly voice. That voice that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Hallelujah. That voice that can speak and calm your storm right now. Yes, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we come to You tonight, Lord. We've read these words, Lord, it was spoken through a prophet. More than just words, but your voice spoke in this generation. Time after time after time after time, vindicating who you are, Lord, and where you are. Lord, help us to get our eyes off of Laodicea, Lord, and the storms of life, Father, and the terrors of night, God, and all the distractions around us. Lord, Satan has designed this earth in such a way, Lord, it seems like it just bombards us on every hand. But God, may we tonight be still and know that you're God. Know that you're more than enough for every situation that we can ever face. To realize you have my inheritance. You've chosen it before the foundation of the world. And you've subdued every sickness. I challenge every believer here tonight to believe for their healing. Lord God, you've already paid the price. You've written in the word. It's your promise. All we got to say is, Lord, I believe it. I accept it. I confess it. It's already done. It's already been paid for. Granted in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Father, we appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Sing something. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you be still? Can you praise him with understanding today? Hallelujah. Just let his presence surround you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Jesus.
Worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Kings. Yes, that is what I long.
There is no
and touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none. No one else can touch me, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find. Oh, just think about it tonight. He's the calm in the midst of the storm, singing now. There is none like you. Oh, yes, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord. There is none like you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you, oh yes, Lord, I give myself. My life is not my own. Yes, Lord, to you I belong. I give myself. Oh, just make that your cry tonight. My life is not my own. Lord, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Yes, my life is not my own. Oh, to you I belong. I give myself. Oh, just let him hear it tonight. My life is not, oh, my life is not my own. Yes, to you I belong. I give myself. My life, oh, my life is not my own. Yes, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Here I am, Lord. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Yes, Lord, here I am to say, yes, that you're my God and you're altogether love. Yes, Lord, you're worthy. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, you're wonderful. And here I am to worship. Oh, here I am to bow. Oh, yes, here I am to say that you're my God and you're altogether love. Yes, Lord. Myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh yes, Lord, just use me, God. Oh yes, Lord, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Lift your hands to Him tonight. Oh God, we give ourselves to You, Father. Lord, we ask that You'll forgive us, Lord. Lord, of not stopping thinking about it. The splendor of the King, God. How You left Your throne and came to dwell in a vessel. Lord, a body, Lord, shaped here for Your work, God. And we give ourselves to You, Father. Our lives are not our own, God. To You we belong, Father. Oh, Lord, use us, God. So we can say, Lord, help us to pause, Father. Lord, in the busyness of life, God, that we can stop and see You, Father. Lord, if our judgment gets cloudy, God. Lord, if our way gets dark, Father. Lord, as the songwriter said, keep the way clear. Let nothing between, Father. Nothing between our soul and our Savior. That's our cry tonight, God. Lord, that You will use us, that You will work through us, Father. We thank You for Your word of promise, God. Thank You for speaking tonight, Father. We give ourselves to You, Lord, unreservedly to use, God. Wherever You would have us to go, Father, whatever steps You would have us to take, let it not be our will, but Your will be done, Father. We love You, Lord. We love Your appearing, God. We love Your word, Father. Thank You, God. Thank You, Father. Lord, we thank You for a ministry, God, that will preach Your word without fear of failure. We thank You for a people that will rise in this day. Lord, a people that will stand and say, I won't take anything less. I won't have anything less but You, God. I give myself to You, God. Nothing else, Father. We love You, Lord. We love You, God. How we love You, Lord. How we love You, God. My life is not my own. I give myself to You. My life is not my own. To You I belong. I give myself to You. My life is not my own. To You I belong. Give myself to You. Sing it again now. My life is not my own. To You I belong. I give myself to You. My life is not my own. To You I belong. Give myself, Lord, to You. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. How many loves the Lord tonight? Give ourselves to You, Father. Amen. Glad he has every one of your needs supplied. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that song. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was, but he still is. And tomorrow he is to come. Amen. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Aren't you glad He reigns forever? Oh, yes, forever. Oh, and blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is, oh, to come. Yes, blessed be. In the name of the Lord, blessed be the Lord.